I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster has inundated a large part of Asia, drawing up astonishing destruction. It's a situation where you can pray and give to help, and we'll share how coming up. Plus, we know that planting seeds for the gospel is important. What about those who are watering the seeds? We'll get to that in a moment, but we're going to begin today's stories in South Asia, a region that's no stranger to intense flooding during monsoon season. But catastrophic monsoon floods have killed at least 1,200 people in India, Bangladesh, and Nepal this year. That's about 40 times more than Hurricane Harvey's death toll of 33. Specifically in India, Mumbai was battered with an intense monsoon storm August 29th. The congested business capital of India experienced 15% of its annual rainfall in one day. Eric Morsehead with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their ministry partners are going into flood-affected communities to provide tangible help and relief as the hands and feet of Christ.
It's a two-prong approach with that. You know, it's definitely the urgency of just helping your neighbors, whether they're Christians or not. And with them coming alongside, it also presents the opportunity to showcase the love of Christ and the message of the good news.
Mission India recently got these four specific prayer requests from their team in India. Would you pray with them?
Pray that the water level and the conditions return to normal. And we just pray for the flood victims, that they would just be able to rebuild their lives soon. And we just pray for our partners who have lost all their crops and livelihoods in the floods, that they'd be able to quickly regain that financial strength. And also be praying for the good health of the people working in those areas.
Next, on the last Sunday in August, men from an electric company arrived at FMI-supported Pastor Rajib's home. They came under the guise that they were there to make improvements on his power. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Instead, they wanted to destroy some of Pastor Rajib's property, and he confronted the workers about that. They returned with about 15 to 20 angry, militant men, and they began to beat him. They also beat his mother and his father. I spoke with his wife after the incident. They have a six-year-old son. She was understandably very, very frightened.
Pastor Rajib is still in the process of being treated for his injuries, though it's unclear just how severe they are. But the motive for the attack is clear, according to Rajib's wife. The churches Rajib has planted are growing, and they're being attended by local Muslims. Some other Muslims, like these men, are angry about it.
We would certainly like to have Mission Network News listeners pray for this family, pray for the congregation that's in this village and, you know, obviously is in the crosshairs of people who don't like that they're there.
Get more details on Pastor Rajib's story at missionnews.org. And sharing God's word is just the first step in the ministry process. Investing in someone's life long-term is where the real spiritual growth takes place. That's something Wendell Rovenstein says Bibles for China is committed to in the coming years.
We have identified six provincial areas where we have relationships that we're beginning to nurture and spend time with and going back on a consistent basis with the same individuals so we can together see the work of God being accomplished through sowing of God's word, the Bible which they need.
Bibles for China partners with other organizations to provide gospel resources and leadership training. And by working with key people and groups, Bibles for China hopes to touch millions of lives for Christ.
As we listen and as we hear and we develop relationship opportunities together, that we sense that these provincial leaders and we have a relationship that God can use in a very significant way to make a difference to the millions that are coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
Do you have a heart for the church in China? Bibles for China is inviting you to attend one of their upcoming trips. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.